It's win or go home, and yet there's so much more on the line tonight. Round number two of the Backyard Brawl finds the Ubbly Bearcats traveling north to take on the Harbor Beach Pirates in the MHSAA District Championship. Hello and welcome from the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan. You're listening to the WNLW Sports Network, and I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. Alongside me tonight, as always, is a true professional. He even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hanson.
Thank you, Clark. Happy to be here, and I'm happy that the doors are closed, so it's not as windy this week, and nothing makes me happier than seeing Harbor Beach and Ubbly face off one more time in a football season.
The MHSA playoff field has been cut in half from just 7 days ago, and a district trophy hangs in the balance tonight. Normally, when the Pirates and Bearcats meet on the gridiron, some sort of trophy is in the mix, but instead of a conference title, it's a district championship. And more importantly, one step closer to that chance of playing at Ford Field.
No doubt about it. These two teams lately have always had meaningful games. But usually the winner is taking home either an East Championship or a District Championship.
The Ubbly Bearcats enter tonight coming off of a hard-fought back-and-forth battle with Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary. They trailed at halftime but outscored the Cardinals 16-7 in the final 24 minutes to secure a bid in the district title game tonight. That was just the second time Ubbly and Saginaw MLS ever faced off, and now this week, a very familiar foe.
That is just a game that describes the Ubbly Bearcats. They are witty, they are tough, and they are a very difficult team to beat week in and week out.
This football season for the Harbor Beach Pirates began a bit shaky, but they've really hit their stride in the past few weeks. After starting out the regular season at 1-1, the Pirates have rattled off 8 straight victories with a divisional title in tow. In the past 3 weeks, they've given up just 6 points, but the team to score the most at Harbor Beach this season, the Ubbly Bearcats.
I wouldn't expect anyone else to be a bigger pain in the side than the Ubbly Bearcats to the Harbor Beach Pirates. These two teams know each other so well, and I imagine we'll have a close game tonight.
It's the Division 8 District Championship from Harbor Beach, the Ubbly Bearcats against the Harbor Beach Pirates, the battle for the orange and black, right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular!
Hi, it's Mike, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, our shop and parts department is open too. We're open 6 days, late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our newly opened wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing at Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
It's a feud of epic proportions. One heart against countless opponents. The foe, allergies, sinus infection, strep throat. Anything that slows you down and is just downright annoying. But there is hope. Sure hope. You do not need to fight this battle alone. With the strength of Sure behind you, with Dr. Scott Ryder, Paul Scatton, Lori Hanselman, Ross Ramsey, and Blake Putman. The odds are ever in your favor. With Outposts in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sebring, a ReadyCare clinic close at hand, 4 pharmacy locations, and physician assistants Paul Penfold and David Seagroves, nurse practitioners Lois Booms, Yvette Scharf, Brenda Kretschmer, and Trevor Mattarella, tackle the wild frontier with the strength of Sure in your saddle. Make an appointment for your wellness checkup today with Sure in Elkton, Sebring, Caseville, and Pigeon. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
It seems everywhere you look, you see another huge new steel grain bin on farms and at elevator sites. Many were built by DS Services of Cass City because they are the go-to source for all your grain handling and storage needs. In fact, if you're planning a project, you should contact DS Services now to book your project appointment early because 2019 slots are already being reserved. They handle the complete project from expert site design to a turnkey farm or commercial grain storage and handling system. DS Services thanks their money customers for their business and support. DS Services encourages all school athletics.
The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
Heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Kotick Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being presented by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, More Motor Sales of Caro, DS Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs, More Shoreline, Chevrolet and Buick and Seapwing, Rainey's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, 269 Guns, Valley Enterprise of Upley, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Upley Motor Service, D&M Cabinet Shop, Bayport State Bank, Countryside Sales and Service, Stacks Market of Owendale, Ensure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? Cellular and internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Cellular and the blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, and Dan Benke with their call tonight from Harbor Beach, Michigan, as the LB Bearcats roll to town for round number two of the Backyard Brawl. Since we began broadcasting high school football for WLW Sports, it's been very seldom, if at all, that we've not been in attendance when Upley and Harbor Beach play each other. It's one of those rivalry games that just draws you in, and we're not sure why exactly, especially when it comes to the playoffs. It doesn't matter what the records are, what side the family is sitting on, or what's on the line, this game always holds true to its name, the Backyard Brawl. No person is intertwined more in the middle of this civil war than Huron County's heartthrob of Dave Hansen.
You got that absolutely right, Clark.
The heartthrob part, or what?
Intertwined is probably the better one, right. But that makes this game that much better to watch, and I enjoy calling it every year, and for this year, we get to go and see it twice, so it should be a good game.
An outsider to the rivalry, but certainly no stranger to it, would be our broadcast secret weapon. That would be our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole. Each week, Doug travels from Livonia, Michigan for the WLW Sports Network and handles both the offensive and defensive stats simultaneously. It's safe to say Doug never thought he'd know the back roads of the thumb as well as he does now after 6 years with WLW Sports.
Well, you know what? I actually never been to the thumb before 6 years ago, so now I'm really familiar with it.
You probably know the place really well. Speaking of that, where did you stop on the way up here?
I did stop at a really familiar spot to people from Harbor Beach, Smalley's.
I've heard of that place before. Yeah, okay.
I'm sure you guys been there a couple times here and there.
I think twice.
Well, it was great. I had the bacon burger. I think it's probably my third or fourth time this season I had that. But
wow, okay.
It was great. The staff was great. I had a great time.
Well, this segment with Dining with Doug back in action as he travels the countryside and finds all of the local eats across the entire state of Michigan. Back with us tonight would be our Director of Game Data Analytics, Rochelle Thompson. Professionally trained in accounting, Rochelle handles and computes a running game log with downtime, yard line, result, and tackle while compiling our first, third, and fourth down conversions as well as time of possession. She may have been the smartest of all of us last week as she did not get to, we'll call it experience, the open-air booth of Deckerville last week. And as a result, I'm proud to say that our relationship is still intact.
That's a good thing, Clark.